This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. This from TMZ, R. Kelly girlfriends to the rescue, grinding hard to raise legal funds. Jocelyn Savage and Azriel Clary have a master plan to help get R. Kelly the powerhouse defense team he says he needs, but it's still a work in progress. Sources close to Kelly's girlfriend slash alleged sex slaves tell TMZ they're joining forces to help Kelly scrounge up the funds to hire the attorney who got Michael Jackson acquitted in his child molestation case, Tom Mesereau. TMZ's told the ladies have a couple of potential projects in the work that could land them a big payday, including a book deal, and their plan is to put that money toward the Mesereau Fund, along with Kelly's General Defense Fund. TMZ sources say Jocelyn and Azriel have just hired reps who are reaching out to media outlets to score some paid interviews. While none are scheduled yet, TMZ's told there is some interest. Now, the bad news: TMZ sources say that Kelly's girlfriends haven't had any luck in acquiring big-name talent management for their more ambitious goal of launching their Hollywood careers. Now, welcome to the club. Unfortunately for Kelly and his gals, it seems he'll need a fortune just to land Mesereau, and that doesn't include the full cost of the defense in his multiple sex crimes case. As TMZ reported earlier, his New York federal case will require forensic experts in sex trafficking, public and private investigators, and on and on. That alone will easily cost $1 million to defend. And he's got cases in three other jurisdictions: Illinois State, Illinois Federal, and the Minnesota State. Jocelyn and Azriel, along with Kelly's anonymous friends, have their work cut out for them. So, the R. Kelly Legal Defense Fund shaping up. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. This is so complicated, but so simple. I watched the R. Kelly special, and it's disturbing on so many levels. And the fact that these girls who are and have been allegedly controlled by him are putting so much effort into defending him is really just more ammunition in terms of the control that he has leveled over them. Of course, they'll argue, if you love someone as much as we love R. Kelly, wouldn't you do everything you can to help protect him, to help save him, to help right the wrong that's being done to him? And the answer is, yeah, if you love somebody and they're being falsely accused of something, you'll go to the mat. You'll do whatever you can, whatever you have to. The problem is, for these women, they may not realize the level of victimization that they've, if that's the right word, that they have been subjected to. There's the psychological abuse, there's the grooming, the training, the so on and so on and so on, to where you have people who are like, no, this is just normal. This is love. This is what love looks like. And it's not. And it's really, really sad. And we have to avoid the idea that we are going to mock them or make fun of them, because in their minds, what they're doing is just whatever they can to help protect the person that they love, which is something that I think we can all understand. Now, the sick stuff that he was doing that led us to this place, that have led us to charges in several different jurisdictions, are a whole other thing. Now, ultimately, we're going to find out where this all lands. Will there be a big money donor that comes up that sort of funds this? How much money does R. Kelly really have? The justice system sort of works differently for two different levels. I mean, we've seen it before. If you've got money, it's a different justice system than if you don't. Can you afford a Tom Mesereau and that level of attorney? Or are you stuck with just average barrister? That can really make the difference one way or the other. It would really be nice if the court system was just more about, I don't know, who's guilty and who's not. and who should be punished for what they've done. We'll see if that happens here. In the court of public opinion, R. Kelly has already been judged, but still, if R. Kelly were out of jail and touring, he would be playing to sold-out houses across the country. Because there are people that just go, yeah, but the song, it's just so good. Can you separate the person from their deeds? Can you separate the music from their deeds? I don't think I can. If you can, that's on you. But I don't know if R. Kelly will ever see the outside world again, or if he'll just be stuck in a closet with bars. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all two and two is four and four is eight. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information.